talking about Les Pacquiao and Mishnah Hay. Shnei Zizim, Zah Agabiza. Two legends that are sticking out from the outer wall of a house. And the legends are one on top of the other. One is higher up on the wall of the house than the other. V'yesh behan fleseh tefa, u'beinam fleseh tefa. Each one of the legends juts out from the outer wall of the house at least one tefa. And between the two legends, there is a space of a tefa. Tuma tachtam, tachtam tummy. If there's a tuma, because I have been a mate, underneath the two ledges, only kalim underneath the bottom ledge would become tame, as the tuma would be spread only up to the bottom ledge, but not above that, so therefore kalim above the bottom ledge would be tar. At the bottom ledge, since it's a tefa, it acts as an oil which is chaitik from the tuma, stops the tuma from penetrating it. Beinehem. Beinehem tame, if there's a tuma, kazayas when I make between the two ledges, only kalim between the two ledges would become tame. But any kalim underneath the bottom ledge or above the top ledge would remain tar. As both ledges, since they're a tefach, they act as oil, and our chayit is made a tumah, stop a tumah from penetrating them. Al gabam, kenegdo adlu rakia tam. If there's a tumah, because I have a mace on top of the top ledge, any kalim above the tumah up to the sky would become tameh. But kalim underneath the top ledge would remain tar. The top ledge, since it acts as oil, it's chayit. If we would have the same case, that there are two ledges sticking out from the outer wall of the house, but in this case, the top ledge juts out a tefach more than the bottom ledge. The bottom ledge also juts out a tefach, but the top ledge juts out two tefachot. In this case, if there's a tumah, either underneath the bottom ledge or between the bottom ledge and the upper ledge, both kalim underneath the bottom ledge and in between the bottom ledge and the upper ledge would become tummy. And this is different than the first case. In the first case, where the two ledges jutted out the same amount, a tumah that's underneath the bottom ledge would only be metame kalim underneath the bottom ledge. And a tumah between the two ledges would only be metame kalim in between the two ledges. While in this case, since the upper ledge sticks out more than the bottom ledge, a tumah, whether it's underneath the bottom ledge or between the two ledges, would be metame all kalim, both underneath the bottom ledge and between the bottom ledge, as the upper ledge, which sticks out a tefach more, would spread the tumah to both underneath the bottom ledge and in between the two ledges. Al gabam kenegdo adlu rakia tumah. But if there's a tumah kedayas ben hameis on top of the upper ledge, then the din would be the same in this case as we had in the first case, that kalim that are above the tumah up to the sky would become tumah, but kalim underneath the upper ledge would remain tar, as the upper ledge acts as oil on its chaytik, but may a tumah stop the tumah from getting underneath it. Let's say the upper ledge jutted out more than the bottom ledge, but it jutted out only less than a tefa more than the bottom ledge. For example, the bottom ledge jutted out a tefa, and the upper ledge jutted out a tefach in a half. In such a case, tuma tachtam, tachtam ubeinam tami. If there's a tuma underneath the bottom ledge, both kalim underneath the bottom ledge and in between the two ledges would become tame, and the upper ledge, since it juts out more than the bottom ledge, even though it juts out less than a tefach, more than the bottom ledge, it still spreads the tumah to both underneath and between the two ledges. If there's a tumah kedayas ben hameis in between the two ledges, or it's on the ground, but not directly underneath the bottom ledge, instead it's a little further out, it is underneath the upper ledge, which sticks out more than the bottom ledge. Rabbi Yehuda says in this case also, all kalim underneath the bottom ledge and in between the two ledges would be tameh. And since the upper ledge sticks out more than the bottom ledge, even though it sticks out less than a tefach more, it would spread the tumah to both underneath the bottom ledge and in between the two ledges. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Beinam B'tachat HaMaiser Tameh B'tachtan Tor. Rabbi Yeshua says in this case, only kalim in between the two ledges and kalim that are tachat HaMaiser, that are on the ground, but not directly underneath the bottom ledge, instead it's a little further out, and it's underneath the upper ledge which sticks out more than the bottom ledge, only those kalim would be tameh. The kalim underneath the bottom ledge would be tar. The reason being is that since the upper ledge sticks out less than a tefach more than the bottom ledge, it can only spread the tumah in between the two ledges and to directly underneath the part of the upper ledge which sticks out more than the bottom ledge, but cannot spread the tumah to kalim that are directly underneath the bottom ledge since it sticks out less than a tefach more than the bottom ledge. So therefore, only kalim that are in between the two ledges and tachas hamaiser would become tummy, but kalim directly underneath the bottom ledge would remain tar.
If
This makes us again discussing a cave with our two ledges sticking out from the outer wall of the house, one ledge on top of the other ledge. Both ledges are sticking out at least a tefach. But this makes us discussing a cave where the top ledge is less than a tefach above the bottom ledge. The din is as follows. Tuma tachtam. Tachtam tamit. If there's a tuma, because I have been a mate, underneath the bottom ledge. All kalim underneath the bottom ledge would become tamit. And the bottom ledge acts as an oil, since it's a tefach above the ground and sticks out at least a tefach. So therefore it spreads the tumah underneath the bottom ledge, and any kalim underneath the bottom ledge would become tumah. But any kalim above the bottom ledge would be tar. And the bottom ledge, since it acts as an oil, is chaytet with a tumah, and stops the tumah from penetrating in and being matami kalim above the bottom ledge. Beneim or agabem. Kenegdo adarekia tumah. But if there's a tumah, because I find a mate between the two ledges, or on top of the top ledge. In such a case, any kalim directly above the tumah up to the sky would become tumah. But any kalim underneath the bottom ledge would be tar, as the tumah cannot penetrate the bottom ledge, since it's chaytet b'pnei tumah, it stops the tumah from penetrating it. But a tumah that's between the two ledges would penetrate the top ledge, and being a tami kalim above the top ledge. The reason is that the top ledge does not have a din of an oil. As even though it sticks out a tefach, since it's less than a tefach between the top ledge and the bottom ledge, it cannot be an oil. And something can only act as an oil if there's a tefach of space underneath it, and there isn't a tefach of space underneath the top ledge, so it's not chaytis b'pnei tumah, it does not stop a tumah from penetrating it. So therefore, if there's a tumah underneath the top ledge, but above the bottom ledge, that tumah would penetrate the top ledge and be matami kalim above the top ledge up to the sky.